Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Stan Lee is regarded as the godfather of comic books because of his pivotal role in writing many of the Marvel Universe's iconic superheroes. In 1986, in the Fantastic Four comic issue 296, Lee confirmed the home of Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, Human Torch, and The Thing as Stockton, California. However, Stockton isn't just home to superheroes, but also Stockton Con. Stockton Con is in its 10th year and is the Central Valley's gathering place for all things pop culture and entertainment. Like many superhero origin stories, the event began small, but over the past decade evolved and grew into costume contests, gaming tournaments, panels, exhibitions, vendors, and much more. Joining us now is Mike Millerick, president of Stockton Con events. Good morning.
Hey, Vicky. Thanks for having me.
How did Stockton Con evolve over the past decade?
Wow. You know, when we started back in 2011 with essentially just an email to the United Way president at the time, Andy Prokop, that really kind of started us down a path. We had our first event in 2012 and did it at the University of Pacific and had a really nice turnout over what we expected, and it just kind of grew from there. And you know, the support that we've had from the community and sponsors and that sort of thing has really just helped us, you know, just have what has evolved into a fun event on a yearly basis, obviously with an exception a couple of years ago.
Yeah. You're going to have the event kicking off this weekend, this year's summer event. If someone's going for the first time, kind of help us visualize what everyone's going to be taking in.
Wow, that's a great question. I think that you know, when you get there, there's so many different ways you can go. There's vendors, there's celebrities, there's artists, there's, you know, video game tournaments, there's card gaming tournaments. So there's a lot of different things that you can do, and it's kind of just about what your interests are and what you want to kind of do first. I mean, you've got 2 days to do it. So we're open 11 to 5, both Saturday and Sunday at Stockton Arena. So once you walk in those front doors, it's kind of like whatever you're interested in, there's probably something there for you.
Yeah, something for all ages. I mean, for anything from pop culture to anime to sports and obviously comic books. You're even going to have some celebrity guests at the event, right?
Yes, Ron Perlman, who is has a little bit of a Stockton history to him. He played Clay Morrow on the show Sons of Anarchy. So Ron Perlman is kind of like in that role, played someone who lived in the area around Stockton, charming the fictitious city there, was kind of in between Stockton and Lodi. So it's really going to be kind of fun to have him here for the first time. And Ryan Hurst, also from that show, will be there as well. And, you know, we've got a ton of guests. It's probably one of our best guest lists we've ever had, with some of the artists that we have and some of the celebrities. John Heder from Napoleon Dynamite, Karen Parsons from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. A lot of just kind of great folks that are going to be there this year.
You know, the Marvel Universe and DC Comic Universe and on the big screen has just obviously ballooned in recent years. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that has paid dividends to events like Stockton Con.
Absolutely. I mean, that was really a kind of around the time that San Diego Comic Con kind of blew up. I started going to that event in about 2009. And, you know, you just saw the things really elevate from that point. I mean, it was already very well attended, but, you know, in 2011, 12, you could not get a ticket for it. And now it's nearly impossible. But, you know, it's really funny that you mentioned that in the opening about the Fantastic Four 296. And I grew up with the Fantastic Four as my favorite comic book. And to have that kind of reference Stockton, and it was just really amazing to kind of see, you know, as a kid. And then, you know, obviously that tie to Stockton really, you know, kind of just really puts it all together for us.
Yeah. I mean, people obviously love the movies and the comic books. What do events like this add to the love for pop culture and anime and comic books?
Well, I think that when you're at a comic convention of this nature, pop culture event, you know, you really can just kind of see a little bit of everything. I mean, you know, there's you know, when you can meet some of your favorite celebrities, you can meet Art Adams, who actually drew the Fantastic Four, who's, you know, from Northern California. And, you know, to be able to come and meet him at the event is awesome. And also, you know, you can find things that you might not be able to find in a store, like some vintage comics or vintage, you know, toys or whatever you're looking for. There's some great artists that are going to be there in our artist alley as well.
Did you have Stockton Con last year?
We did. We had it in September 11th and 12th last year. And, you know, of course, that was our first event back after not being able to have an event in 2020.
Yeah. What were the learning lessons from that year to now, this summer Stockton Con event, in terms of kind of riding out uncertainty with the pandemic?
Sure. I mean, there's definitely, you know, there's definitely been a little bit of a switch in the last couple, in the last year or so. But I think every event that we do and every event that I even attend, either as a fan or as a consultant or anything like that, I'm always learning. I mean, and just kind of seeing how everybody is taking everything in and what we feel we want to do with our events.
The event is $20 for tickets, right? But that's to both days of the event, and children 12 and under are free, right?
Correct. Yeah. So you can buy in at different store locations throughout Northern California. If you go to our website, there's a list. But yeah, it's $20 for a 2-day ticket. And then at the door, it's $30 for a 2-day ticket. And 1-day tickets you can buy online. You can buy for either Saturday or Sunday. And those are $16. But we made the 2-day ticket a really good deal. So that's probably the way to go.
What kind of attendance are you expecting this weekend?
You know, we're hoping that people come back a little bit. And, you know, we obviously last year, you know, it was kind of our first step back, and this is our next step. And we're really looking for a great turnout. We've had thousands of people come through the Stockton Arena in the past, and, you know, working with them and making it a great environment for folks to come and have a fun event is really everything that we could do. We love working with Stockton Arena, and that's a huge thing for us as part of the Stockton area. And then we're just getting ready for our next event in October at Lodi Comic Con.
You know, when I think about the event in Sacramento at the convention center, when you're in downtown and midtown, you kind of just see this kind of fan of costumes all throughout the city center, which is just wonderful. I would imagine this is also a pretty nice boost to look for local businesses in the area.
Yes, for sure. And you mentioned, you know, Sac Anime down at the convention center. They do a great job, and we, you know, partner with them as well. So they have such a great great turnout of cosplayers, and we do as well. And you know, a lot of fans that come out and support local businesses. Obviously, the University Plaza Hotel and surrounding, you know, restaurants and other businesses too.
Mm-hmm. Finally, if someone is showing up, it can be kind of overstimulating in a good way. You know, there's so much going on. Do you have like a recommendation for an itinerary, what to tackle first and kind of make your way through the 2 days and make sure you cover everything?
Well, I think it really depends on what you're really wanting to do. If you're looking for the, you know, kind of the best comics and then, you know, Funko Pops or action figures or whatever you might like, you know, you might want to hit the main floor first. But if you want to come and meet like Ron Perlman or Art Adams or, you know, John Heater, who is Napoleon Dynamite, any of our celebrities or artist guests, you know, Bill Morrison drew some of the Simpsons and Futurama stuff. You know, there are folks you might want to get to early because they are very popular as well. So, you know, tackling the things that you want to get first are always kind of the most important things to do.
What are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, you know, I think I get asked that question a lot, Vicky, and I think my favorite thing at Stockton Con is always when I can see a family and I can see like a young kid, boy or girl, and they can see somebody dressed up as Spider-Man, and just kind of the look on their face when they look up and they kind of say, "Hey, Dad or Mom, look, it's Spider-Man," and we, you know, take a picture with him and stuff, and the smile on those faces, it's like it's just it's immeasurable.
When you go back to 2009 and you went to Comic-Con and now you're seeing that evolve here in Stockton with Stockton Con, did you ever think it would get to this scale and grow as it's grown in the past decade?
I mean, I have to be real honest with you. I didn't. You know, when we first started the first event in 2012, you know, we just wanted 500 to 700 people maybe to show up at our event. And we had over 4,000 at the first one. So that kind of blew me away right away. And then, you know, just to get to where we're at in the level of celebrities that we get and the amount of them and just everything that we do is, yeah, I mean, I would never have guessed that back in 2009 or even 2011.
Mike Millerick is president of Stockton Con Events. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
And you're going to have a great time. Stockton Con takes place August 13th to 14th. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez with managing editor Arm Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Antonio Munez. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.